Waller Sisters, come. While they sang that or play that song, Almost Persuaded, just let me pray while they play softly. Almost Persuaded. Or just play softly, Only Believe, sisters. All right, Only Believe. Now, little brother and sisters. Now let me remind you again, Brother Brown said your decision on this message Amen. Will mean your destination. Now you got a free moral will. Free moral will, see? Free moral will. And you can drop on either side you want to. Don't think about it. Jesus knows which side you're going to drop on. That's between life or death. Let me tell you something. Life and death has been fought right in this building this morning, right in here. Right in this building, see? Life and death. Dearly beloved, hold fast to thy crown, lest some man steal it. Who's going to steal away from you, preacher? Some preacher. The Bible said, beware, see, beware in his heart. Watch and pray, that you enter not into temptation. The Bible said, many are called, but Malachi 4 and 5, see, but only a few chosen, see, to profess and possess. Oh, it's dangerous, children. How many here say, Brother Bob, I want you to pray that God will anchor this promise down in my heart. Not in my mind, but down in my heart. That I don't care what passes by, it'll not take it out. Raise your hand up, hold it up high if you want me to pray for you. Say, Lord, I want you to anchor it down in my heart. I don't want to draw back. You said your soul would have no pleasure if I draw back. I want to go in and possess what you promised in this hour. I just don't want to talk about it. You say, I believe, Brother Bob. I believe. That's right. But God gives a reward to those that believe. He seals them by the token. Now, let's pray. Now, Heavenly Father, Lord, I took this message that your prophet said was the highlight message of his whole ministry. God, for 3.5 years, I have stood here behind this pulpit, and I have proved infallibly, Lord, from Genesis to Revelation, by tape, by book, Amen. That the bride is yet to receive the token, and that is the promise of the hour. And I know, Lord, that every demon in hell is out after that preaching, Lord. I know it's out after that, and I realize that, Lord. And, Lord, I don't want to shirk my duty. I want to stand faithful, God, and declare the token message. Now, Lord, I know it's between life or death. And, Lord, many personal things that I know, I don't even tell anybody. But, oh, God, I just thank you, Father, with all my heart that I have eyes to see it. Now, Lord, there's not one eye in here that doesn't see this morning. There's not one ear that haven't heard it. And I pray that there will not be one heart here that won't understand it either. Now, Lord, we've seen the evidence of what the token is. It's Jesus Christ, the same yesterday, today, and forever. It's the Word of God made flesh. It's the Word discerning the secrets of the heart. And God, that seed that's planted in good ground has got to bring forth, as Brother Ruddle said, after its kind. There's got to come forth a bride tree, Lord. There's got to come another book of Acts, Lord. If the bride tree puts forth another branch, Brother Brown said, it's got to bear another book of Acts. Now, Father, we pray. Lord, I pray as sincere as I know how to pray to you. God, I pray and plead the blood of Jesus Christ against every unbelieving spirit that would come against these children to try to get them to doubt that promise. I pray for every uplifted hand, Lord. God, let it leave the head and fall down in the heart. Yes. Let the Holy Ghost quicken the word in the mind, in the spirit, and let it fall down into the heart that they might be converted by the baptism of the Holy Ghost. Lord, I think of the Apostle Paul coming up to Ephesus. If found certain disciples there. And he said, have ye received the Holy Ghost, baptism, token, since you believed? And then poor little fellers answered and said, wow, we don't even know whether there'd be any Holy Ghost or not. God, that's just about the way it is today. Lord, we put too much emphasis upon the letter of the word and not enough upon the dynamics. Lord, to know the author is life, not to just know the word, but to know the author, the giver of the word, is life. And Lord, we put too much emphasis upon the word and not enough upon the spirit. Lord, help the people to give the Holy Ghost its rightful place. God, it should be the theme of all of our conversation. Should be, I want the baptism of the Holy Ghost. I want the token. I want the signs to follow me. And Lord, now it's just about like the little brothers up at Ephesus. Well, we don't even know whether there'll be any Holy Ghost no more than he's talked about today. Where can he go find anybody preaching about the Holy Ghost, Lord? It's not to be found nowhere. Dear God, I want the Holy Ghost to have his way in this assembly. I want the Holy Ghost to have his way in my life. Lord, you said the head of the woman is the man, and the head of every man is Christ. Christ be my head. I don't want no denominational deacon board or nothing, Lord. I want the Holy Ghost to lead me and guide me into all truth. I want the power of God in assembly. I just don't want the power of God. I want to see every woman, every boy, every girl in my assembly sealed with a token demonstrating the power of God. Lord, you said if this covenant was in effect, we could ask anything in your name and you'd do it. Now, God, I see it laying there. Now, Lord, Brother Branham said that he didn't know who was going to be there, but somebody's going to see this and possess it. I pray that we may be that people, Lord. Now, Lord, it's hard to stand out here like Abraham, Lord, saying, I'm going to have a baby. Everybody making fun of him, talking about him, lying about him. But, Lord, it's such a joy to just see that promise. And we're strong in faith, giving glory to thee, that if you promised it, you're able to perform it. And I pray for every uplifted hand, Lord, that they may leave here, Lord, fully persuaded, not casting away their confidence, but leaving here with a revelation in their heart that they're going to be obedient to the Word of God and receive that token. Now, Lord, you said, my sheep know my voice, and another they'll not follow. And I pray, Lord, that they may hear the voice of God. He that hath an ear, let him hear. In Jesus' name we ask these things. Amen. Now, with our heads bowed, let's raise that right hand up to God. Just as surrender. You know, when a nation surrenders, they hold up their hands, see? That means you surrender. Now, after you've done the will of God, you might receive the promise. Now, what is the will of God? To be about his business, keep his word, abstain from the things of the world, covet not this vain riches. All right, what if you had a fleet of Cadillacs and a fleet of everything? What would do any good? What if you had the biggest house in Connecticut, the biggest house in New York State? What good would it do? Remember, I don't care who you are, you're going to face Jesus Christ with these words that I spoke to you. Amen. That's the prophets. Where you're going to face him. Yes. See? If you think you're going to get in just with a lukewarm halfway thing, friend, you got another thing coming. You're bound for a devil's hell. Repent. Make a straight way for God. That's the only way. Don't let that devil take you down a road like that. Turn from it. It's a devil trying to drag you into his old unbelieving hell. But God can only take believers to fulfill his word with. Let's sing Only Believe with our hands up now. Believe that promise. Only believe. Only believe. Only believe. believe. Only believe. All things are possible. Only believe. Now tell him, Lord, I believe. Lord, I believe. Lord, I believe. All things are possible. Lord, I believe. Lord, I believe. Lord, I believe all things are possible. Lord, I believe. Jesus is near. All things are possible. Lord, I believe. Jesus is near. Jesus is near. All things are possible. Jesus is near. Jesus is near. Jesus is near. All things are possible. Jesus is here. Oh, friend, it'll be worth it all, I tell you. And one day it'll roll around, that old millstone will roll around one day, and that rapture will take place. Then where's everybody that loves the world, where they're going to be at right here with the world? Now, right where I'm talking, you know that down in your heart, if there's something standing between you and the Lord you haven't got up yet, that thing is sticking out like a sore thumb in His presence of His Word right now. You may not want to admit it, but right now I'm speaking. Right now in your spirit, while Brother Bob's talking to you, I know right in the sound of my voice, there's people sitting here that's got something right in their heart, see, sticking out like a sore thumb. They haven't yielded to the Lord. Now that thing is there. That's the thing that I'm telling you about that's keeping you back from revelation. Give that up, then you'll know what I'm talking about. But see, just try to hold on them things you can. And eventually, the devil will keep adding more things to that. See, it'll just like a ball, snowball roll down a hill. See, you've got to completely die out. When you got baptized in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ and you went down that grave, that meant you died and went down in there. And then you was to be resurrected up. See, but many go down that ain't dead, Brother George. You baptize them, any person ain't dead, see? You meant well, but you went down in there, see, and you come back up, and now you're plugging the lamp back into the socket again. See, it means that God severs you from the world, cuts you off. And it's like pulling a cord out of the wall from the lamp, and the lamp goes out. That's your life. Your life goes out. But what you do, you see, you get close to start this and that, covetousness. Did you know that the covetousness devil's loose? Covetousness. Did you, the Bible said, beware of covetousness? Did you know even the Bible's so straight, it said, if you see a brother that's covenanting something, has a covetousness spirit, always wanting something. Well, I want this. I want a new Buick. I want this. I've got to get a new this. I've got a new that. And if I can only go over here and get this, if I can get this, see, that's covetousness. There's no covetous spirit will ever get that token. No jealous spirit will ever get that token. No covetous spirit. See? Only a spirit that takes God at His Word and is obedient to His Word. A lamb, see, the Word. It takes a lamb to get the token. And what is the Lamb is the Word. You have got to become the Word, children. You've got to stay in prayer and stay in that message that the prophet brought until you and the message become one.
Amen.
Now, how are you going to do it if you've got a covetousness spirit? You're trying to hold on and covet the things of the world, and you're trying to covet God, too. You can't do it. Now, with her head bowed and her eyes closed. Now, with every head bowed and every eye closed. Now remember, this is the judgment seat of Christ right here. He knows every secret in your heart. See? And I just say what I feel led to say. This is the judgment seat of Christ, His Word. Now some sins follow behind you to the judgment. Some goes on before you. I want mine going before me. I want to quickly repent of it. And you'll never get nothing out of your heart unless you're ready to confess it. The Bible says confess your faults one to another. If there's a person here that yet you want this token, yet you know that down your heart you're saying one thing with your mouth and your heart's saying something different. Now you can't be a jackal and hide. You either got to love all of the Word of God and love the heavenly things. Let your thoughts and your conversation be in heaven. You can't try to live in a heavenly atmosphere and live on earth too. You've got to love that Word.
Amen.
Now if there's someone here, say, Brother Bob, I want you to stand your feet. You say, God bless you. There's one already. I know the Lord's speaking to somebody. There's a lady right to her feet right now. See, now she's taken on God's television right now. See, that'll hold up there.
Hallelujah.
He takes her right on television. And the angel Lord told Brother Branham, said, tell the people that their thoughts speak louder in heaven than their voice does on earth. Now, you know your heart. If you got a covetousness spirit on you, you're all the time wanting the things of the world. You're tore between God and this. And you know what I'm talking about. Is there another stand up? There's another lady. Now, God snapped her. She's right on television right now.
Hallelujah.
That'll be showed back, see.
Glory.
Is there another?
Hallelujah.
There's another man, these people.
Hallelujah.
There's another.
Glory.
I see, that's God.
Glory.
Now, there is a reason why, brothers and sisters, you don't have any revelation. Now, if everyone is at your feet, and I charge you before the Lord, I charge you before the Lord Jesus Christ, that's the reason why that you don't have any revelation right there. See, now, that'd take a man, see, to admit that, and a woman. That'd take a woman and take a child of God that's elected to make a stand their feet like that. See, there's four people, four grown-ups, stand their feet. Now, remember, if you go out of here after I said these words and things that the Holy Ghost gave me to say, your heart will be harder than ever, and it could be the last time God ever deal with you in an hour like this. I wouldn't push God's grace.
Yes.
Is there another? Is there another to stand to the feet before we pray? There's another brother.
Hallelujah.
I know personally, I could call you out. I know others too, see, but God ain't telling me to do it. See, I just know personally by just looking at you and knowing about you, see, I can tell. But I don't want to do that. You make a move on your own. God bless you, sister.
Amen.
That takes real honesty. God bless you, sister. The Bible said, if you see a sister that has a covetousness thing, what is covetousness? The Bible said, covet not thy neighbor's wife. Or let's say a man looks at another woman that's got a beautiful woman, and his wife don't look too attractive, and he starts in his heart saying, I wish I'd have married a woman that beautiful. See, that's a covetousness spirit. Or you see advertised, say, the new Buick's coming out next year, and it's got this on and that on, and you start taking up all your time wishing how you could get a big new Buick, $7,000 Buick. And you think, well, boy, if I could get another new this or another new that, and if I could get all this material over here and all that, see, that's a covetousness devil, children. And God hate that thing so bad, There's another man at his feet. He hated that thing so bad, he said, you people that's walking in the Spirit, that separate yourself from them people, have nothing to do with them, that they may repent. That's a serious thing. The song says, covet not this world's vain riches, which so quickly shall decay.
Amen.
See? Never can you ever get to token like that, see? Now, weigh these things out, I'm going to say. Then a minister will come by. Now, let's take you people standing right here. You're perfect. Now, not I love you. How many of you raise your hand and know Brother Bob loves you? You know that I love you. Now, see, I'll tell you the truth. See, I ain't after your tithes. I don't care where I eat. I don't care where I got water and milk and buttermilk and cornbread or cracker. I don't care, see. I don't care. God knows that, see. I ain't got that kind of a trial. But I pray God don't put up on me. Don't lead me into a temptation like that, Lord. But, see. Now, let me say this. You people that stand on your feet right now, bless your heart. Now, if you would go on without repenting this morning, you're perfect bait for the devil. You're perfect bait for the devil. To let some minister come by, explain that revelation, that token away from you, and give you a natural. Why? Then you can have the things of the world. And that interpretation will let you have the things of the world. Now see, God gave me a message on that. I'm going to preach that. He gave me a message yesterday on that, see, for that spirit. That spirit's loose. See, I know that spirit's loose in the world. And it'll come by to you people that don't have a revelation. And it'll give you an easy way out. See, it'll let you love the things of the world. And you don't have to strive and press your way, see. See? It'll give you the easy way out. Why? Oh, if you only knew where that spirit laid in the scriptures. And I say in the name of the Lord that by God's grace he showed me that revelation in scripture, and I can show you that is an antichrist spirit, a seducing spirit of the devil. Now, see, if you go on like that, you'd be perfect bait for the antichrist to lay it on you. That's why that you've got to die out, give up everything. In other words, count the cost. Is he worth it or not? Well, if he's not, then let's all go out and try to all get big Cadillacs and all get the biggest homes we can get and just live it up and drink and eat and drink and be merry. But put it in the scripture one time. Everything that loves the world will perish with the world. Of course, God doesn't care if you have a home. God doesn't care if you have a car. But if you put that before striving to get that token seat, there's where it's at. I never one time have I ever told people to leave their houses and quit their jobs and everything. No, sir. No, I've never said that. No. No, put the token first. But if your wife is keeping you away from it, then don't let your wife do it. If your brother's keeping you away from it, if your job's keeping you away from it, if striving for more material possessions keep you away from it, then you better get rid of it. That's what I'm trying to tell you. He that's left houses, lands, and lots, forsaken this, friends, and everything, for what the tokens say. That's him speaking, not me. All right, now all you people, is there another standard fee? God bless you, sister. It's a great thing, I tell you. Is there another? All right, I want all you people to come up front here, and I want each one of you to form a line here and take your hand. If you're serious now, if you want to make a covenant with the Lord, see, what you got to do is drive the stake down, drive it down, drive it down tight. Now, I want every person in this congregation that's a Christian, bow your heads and pray for these people. Now, what is it? It's an evil spirit. It's not that you're evil. No, you're a child of God, but evil spirits, you know. Now, I want to confess my heart to heaven. When you people came from Pennsylvania last week, every one of you had a bad spirit on you. Now, I want to ask you as a Christian, confess this to God. Why did you people come here last week? What evil did I ever do to you? What have I ever done to cause you to have an evil spirit on you like you did last Sunday? And let me tell you, that was nothing but the almighty grace of God that would let you come back here to see your error.
Hallelujah.
You better thank God for that. And I told my wife and went home and cried after I seen Jim Rosenberg's little wife, seen how the grace of God blessed her and see how her soul prospered. I seen her come back, and I seen that she had backslid miles from where she was. And if she'll be honest with me, she'll raise her hand. I told you the truth, haven't I? That's right. See, sister, now as God's servant, I'm going to tell you that's an evil spirit to come upon you, to try to turn you against God's servant, to cast you into the tribulation and cast you into hell. Do you believe that I'm telling you the truth? Sister Ruth, don't you never believe a lying spirit like it is. Don't shut your ears to it. Do whatever you can, but if you have to, run. Whatever that voice comes to you, I don't care who it's in. Don't look to the eyes or who it is, but you run. That's an evil spirit.
Hallelujah.
What is it? Evil spirits get upon your spirit, see, and cause you to think those things and do those things, you see. Now, I want you to form hands here and take each hand right across here. Now, you've already been baptized, every one of you. Now, I'm going to pray, if you're sincere, I'm going to pray that you'll die today. You'll not covet after big fine cars. You'll not covet after big homes. You'll not try to lay up treasures here on earth. And if it means separating from mother, father, sister, brother, house, land, lot, you're going to go out after this token. With everything that's in you, you're going to possess this land. You don't care how many big giants stand there at the river.
Hallelujah.
I don't care if they got swords, ball bats, threatening, stones, whatever it is. You're going to lay hold on God's promise. And you, Lord, you're not going to covet the things of this world. You're going to lay them aside. And I'd rather go in with just one friend, Jesus, than to have plenty of friends in the world. But I'd rather be a friend to Jesus because he's the baptizer of the Holy Ghost. He's the one that's going to make a way for you going to heaven. All right now, we're going to covenant with the Lord right here. Don't you never forget this morning. Flee those things that come upon you. Don't covet nothing in this world, see? And then you know what? See, now I just say this as an example. God knows I never cared a thing about money or nothing. And my wife and I is a testimony that we lived on $35, $40 a week or $50 a week. Never know what it was to have a piece of meat. But all I did, I laid and I fasted and I cried night and day for revival. I cried for the power of God. I cried to see a bride with the signs and wonders and miracles in it. Month after month and year after year, I slept on the ground. We've lived in one-room shacks, no toilets, no water, never cared nothing. And all the money that I had saved to buy her home, I said, honey, we don't need a home now. Jesus built the home of glory. And I went and gave all the money we had to a preacher without anything to eat in the house, no money for nothing. And then you know what I've done? Then the Lord turned around and He gave me a house. He gave me money. Why? Because I care nothing about it. Now Jesus said, seek ye first the kingdom of God, then He'll give you as you have need, see. But you let those material things stand between you and the Lord, then you'll miss God. Why? Because it proves that you love that more than you love getting His token. Now a tear strip, I love you. God, I wish I could do more for it. Only thing I know is just tell you the truth. See. Now, Brother Bob's going to pray for you, and I believe that God spoke to you. Holy Ghost convicted. And was not that prayer that I prayed this morning, remember the prayer that I prayed, and I asked the Holy Ghost to come down and convict you people of these things this morning. How many remember in the audience me praying that prayer this morning? Sure I did. I said, let the power of the Holy Ghost come down and convict to the conscience of men and women this morning. See, if you only knew what God told me out in the car and then hearing the psalm this morning. Oh, the God's presence in His Word. Now, I'm going to pray for you, and I believe God will honor my prayer. Now, you believe. Now, you're going to die today. You're going to die today. Don't you go ask nobody, well, what do you think about the token? No, you know what you believe about the token. You don't have to ask nobody. You go right on that thing. Now watch you just go in leaps and bounds, you see. And every time a spirit comes to you, quickly give it the word. See, I ain't saying it's going to come back to your mind and come back. Or be nice if you had this. Say, covet not this world's vain riches. Get behind me, Satan. Give it the word test, see. Give that spirit that comes to you the word test, see. Somebody come to you, talk about a sister or brother. Give it the word test. Oh, I don't want to hear. Just don't tell me about Jesus, see. Plead the blood. Walk away. Because if you believe a lie about somebody, then you'll both be damned by it. See, that's why I don't want nobody calling me. I even told a minister friend, I said, don't call me and tell nothing about nobody. I said, everything you told me about those brothers, I went and checked it out. It was a lie. I said, I don't want my soul polluted by lies. And I said, I laid on the floor and cried and wept before God for these brothers, and I wept in vain because it wasn't guilty of it. See, that's the hour that we're living in. Loose tongues, see, loose tongues, lying about people, telling lies to the devil and spreading them around. Children don't have nothing to do with that, see. No, you're just a little lamb. Be as meek as a lamb, harmless as a dove. People speaking evil of you, just pray for them. Bless them, Lord. Bless them. God bless them. Pressing right on, see. And then the Holy Spirit will come upon the lamb. The dove will come upon the lamb. And what will it do? It'll lead you right into the rapture. Now let us pray. Now all you people out there and all of you Christians, I want you to pray now. Sincerely pray with me. Now, I'm going to have just about a few seconds here. I want you to just quietly meditate now. And in your heart, you make that covenant with the Lord. Lord, I'm giving this up. I ain't going to do this again. I'm driving down a stake right here, Lord. Whatever's jealous spirit, covetous spirit, loose tongue, whatever you come up here for, put that in your heart right there. Now talk to the Lord about it. Whisper to the Lord. Dear Heavenly Father, Thou knowest the secrets of the hearts. Thou knowest all things, Lord. Now here on Thy great television, Lord, be my voice playing back as a record someday. And here will be every one of our pictures, Lord. And all those that sat in the audience, maybe that should have been here that's not, Lord, they'll be there also with even their thoughts recorded. God, it's fearful to serve such a great God as Thee. Now, Lord, we have these people standing here before the judgment seat of Christ, the Bible, the Word of God that's preached this morning, laying upon the sacred pulpit, Lord, it's dedicated to the preaching of Thy Word. And, Lord, as Thine worthy servant, I bring to these Thy children, Lord. Lord Jesus, I bring them to Thee in grace and mercy, pleading mercy and grace for them, Father. That, Lord, that grace will be extended with strength and virtue from Christ. That will give them strength, Lord, to die out to themselves, Lord. Father, I pray that You'd kill every woman standing here, Lord. I pray that their nature, their spirit will die. And all the lust of the flesh and the pride of the eye, Lord. Every spirit that's hindered them from growing in grace, Lord. I condemn these evil spirits that's bothered them and in the blood of Jesus Christ and through the authority of that name. Lord, we're on our march to the promised land. And there was no devil could stand before the onslaught of the march of the church of Jesus Christ to the possession of the promised land. And neither can there any spirit stand between these children and that great token, Lord. Father, we pray, God, that they'll drive down a stake here of faith and revelation, Lord, in the promised word for the hour. And Lord, may the things of this world pass away, Lord. May everything pass away from them until they become dead in Christ, Lord. And Lord, may they be resurrected from this time forward, Lord. And walk in the Spirit, Lord, that they would not fulfill the lust of the flesh. For You said, Lord, the justified bride, Lord, shall live by faith. And faith is a revelation. And Lord, let them be obedient to the Word of God that You may give them divine revelation. Father, I pray as Thy servant that You'll hear our prayer and You'll answer it, Lord, that these people, Father God, may press forward now to the prize of the token that's laying before them. Lord, if Mama don't want to go, let them go. If their friend don't want to go, let them go anyway, Lord. It doesn't make any difference, Lord. You said to Abraham, come out from among thy kindred and be separate, saith the Lord. Father, let it be done. Let it be anchored in her heart. And may they never forget this morning as long as they live. Now, Father, we've prayed and asked these things in Jesus Christ's name. Amen. Amen. You may return your seat. And God bless you. As Brother Branham said on page 4, I know that You made the right decision. I know that You made the right decision.
You,
now let's all stand to our feet and sing Amazing Grace, because if it wasn't for amazing grace, then what would any of us be? If it wasn't for the amazing grace of God. See, sometime I want to tell you why that God, tender in love and mercy, come down to the prophet of God on the mountain and gave him the authority to forgive people of living in adultery. One day I want to tell you why that God had to do that. And you'll see how great God's love is. Do you realize how that Jesus wants to put you in that body? See, we're born again of His Spirit, but He wants to bring that body forth so He can take it in the rapture, see? And that let that be first in your life. Now, don't misunderstand, Brother Bob. Brother Bob's telling you, you have to ride a horse or walk. I'm not saying that. No. Put Jesus Christ first place. Let everything else... you're married, all right? Your wife. Now, you have a husband, you have an obligation to your wife. But your first obligation first is to the Lord Jesus Christ. See? And a wife has a husband she's obligated to. But her first obligation is to the Lord Jesus Christ. Second is her husband. Thirdly is her children. Fourthly is her friends. Neighbors, you see, and then on down. But first, Jesus Christ. Now listen to this. One of the commandments was, love the Lord thy God with all thy heart, with all thy soul, and with all thy might. Now,